religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this Life-Giving Friday episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I want to riff on the power of love for a minute, if that's okay with you. Stick around. So it's fascinating to me where science and the Bible intersect, right? It's just really cool with what God says and then what we know about our brains and the way we work best. So to lay the groundwork for this thought where I'm headed, we all are operating in beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about God, belief about the way that we believe the world works, what we should be doing, who we are, who we aren't, and who we don't want to be, are all beliefs that we're operating in. And those inspire action, inspire words, inspire how we take up space, what we do, and how they manifest physically into the world starts with what we believe. And if we do the work to find out, why do I believe that, or why do I have that action, a lot of times underneath that is some kind of fear, something that's driving us to believe that. I'll give you an example. So let's take for our case in point the belief that we have to be producing or achieving or contributing in order to be enough. Underneath that need to be striving all the time is often a fear of being rejected or a fear of not being welcome because we're too much, we're too needy, we're not contributing enough. And if we just are easy, if we're calm, if we're chill, then people are more likely to just accept us and not turn us away. So that fear can drive our belief and action when we don't recognize that it's there. Especially, it has more power when we don't recognize that it's there. But the Bible talks about perfect love casts out fear. When we've been perfected in love, the fear can go. So this is why it's so important to be replacing fear with love. Who is God? What do we know to be true about Him? What do we know to be true about us? I am inherently valuable. You are inherently valuable. So nothing that you can do would add to or take away from your worth and value. And when we know at our core that we are loved, and we can release the fear of rejection, the fear of judgment, fear of what other people think, because we're already secure. We're secure with God. We're secure in ourselves. And then our actions and beliefs can flow from that place rather than a fear of what if I'm not enough, a fear of what if I'm not actually worthy, a fear of what if I get rejected, what if I am too much. We can replace all of those with the fact that you're deeply known and loved and accepted. And being accepted by people matters too. Like, I don't want to dismiss that at all when we're talking about how deeply accepted you are by God and how deeply you can accept yourself. But when those fall into place and you are your truest authentic self, you can attract people into your life that do value and love you and who want you to be that full expression of yourself, and you don't have to walk around on eggshells. Isn't that so cool how we can replace fear with love? And it has basis in science and the way that our brain works, because we need to be securely attached. And God knows that this is what is so powerful for us. And He pours out that love unconditionally, unreservedly for us, so that we have access to His love that can be the driving force in our life for good and for healing and for all of the beliefs that we have. If you want to do more work in this area and you say, I want to let love be the driving force in my life, and I want to get down to the root of why do I operate this way? Why do I do the things I do? We can get down to those fears and address them at their root, at the core, so that you can begin to create a new foundation that is founded in God's love for you and your already worthiness, your God-given identity, what He says about you. If you want to shift that and flip everything on its head so that you can step into everything that He's calling you to, so that you can fully live alive, the abundant life that Jesus came to give you, I would love to chat with you. I would love to support you. I have space open right now in my calendar. I have a limited amount of spots available for one-on-one coaching this year, but I have spots right now. So if you're hearing this, reach out to me. I would love to support you. You can see breakthrough and transformation in your life. It is possible, whether you're looking for a transformation in one area, maybe one relationship in your life that you can think of, or you want transformation that is overarching in your entire life, I can help you get that. Go to yourrelationshipwithgod.com/coaching, or just send me a DM on Instagram and let's chat. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.